pray and I believe that by the power of God, you'll be encouraged by this word today, which I've titled, Dream Big. Dream the impossible possible. It's time for us to dream big, big dreams. Scripture says we are wonderfully and beautifully created. Every part of our body, of us, was created by God Almighty, the God of gods and all, the creator of all. Dream big. Dream big. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 17, verse 20. Matthew 17, 20. Jesus said to them, because of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Last week I shared about faith to make the impossible possible. Faith comes by hearing. Today I want to encourage us to dream big. If you dream big, to dream big, you need faith. Faith enables the belief. If you don't have the faith for what you desire, you can't begin to dream it. So today I hope I can teach and encourage us to dream big. It's commonly said that you have to see it, to see the outcome first. And a lot of athletes and believers said, oh, I see it. And since I see it, I just keep on believing it. So you have to see the outcome first in your eyes, in your mind. That is, you have to be able to dream the outcome before it actually happens. People are still studying the origin of dreams, but it's a reality. And it's a stepping stone into the impossible becoming possible. When you can dream the impossible, not in the physical form, but in a form that is creative in nature, that dream can propel what you have seen into reality. Dream big. Dream big. Can you just imagine when there was no light and God dreamt or said, let there be light? There's no light. It was like an impossibility, unknown, unheard of. But I'm sure God knew what he wanted. Said, let there be light, and there was light. So dream big. Dream beyond, out of your, dream the impossible to be possible. You want big things, and I believe everybody wants big things. Big things. How do you then have big dreams? Big here is from a Christian perspective. Hallelujah. Not in the way of the world, but in the way of God Almighty. As a child of God, as a Christian, dream big. Number one, to dream big, you have to stretch your faith. You have to consider, you have to take your faith beyond however you ever thought of it before. The statement we just read, which Jesus said to the disciples in Matthew 17, 20, consider it. There's a mountain, and you say to that mountain, move from there to there. By every reasoning, this is impossible. But Jesus said it, and he put a qualifier on it, if, that's the qualifier, if, I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, that is the smallest seed, and Jesus said, if you have faith like that smallest seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Now, what is faith? Faith enables you to believe. Meaning, if you're able to believe, then you can move on. In stretching your faith, you have to believe what you are thought to become to be impossible, unbelievable. Remember, there was a time you were a sinner and you just didn't reckon yourself holy. But you heard a word and that word touched your heart. And guess what? You believed that word. You believed that you were now a child of God. You believed that now you are a child of the God of all creation. Faith quickened in you. And that which you would have thought impossible, you believed it. To dream big, you have to stretch your faith. You have to stretch your faith. You have to stretch your imagination. You have to think out of the think out of the ordinary. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 3. We're talking of stretching your faith, thinking out of the box, believing the impossible. Ezekiel 37, 3. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and sent me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And if you read on, you'll understand that those bones grows, became a mighty army. Of course, the Lord God knows. He knew that if Ezekiel prophesied that all of that, the bones will become mighty army. And the same Lord God is saying to you that if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you'll tell this mountain to move and the mountain will move. This is the God we serve. Stretch your faith by tapping into God, El Shaddai, with whom nothing is impossible. Stretch your faith and look at the situation from where you are. Not from it in the physical, but begin to look at your situation from where you are in Christ Jesus. You see, in this passage we read in Ezekiel, he said, he brought me in the spirit of the Lord. So you need to start to look at your situation from where you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Christ in me, chief cornerstone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ in me, the hope of glory. You have to start looking at yourself in Christ. So you nothing will then be impossible for you. In Christ you become and you are limitless. Limitless. Look, the eunuch from Ethiopia came down to Jerusalem and was going back to his place, and suddenly Philip was by his chariot. Is he teleporting or what? nothing will become impossible for you. How did Philip just end up in the desert by this man's chariot? The power of God is limitless. The God of creation is with us, is with you, with all the power to create and to recreate. Therefore, you can command that mountain by the power of words of faith you speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope somebody's faith has been encouraged and being sharpened here today. I hope somebody's faith has been strengthened for that thing which you thought you could not do. I pray and I hope and I believe your faith is being strengthened with these words now to believe, yes, I can do. Because the yes we do, it's not as in Barack Obama. The yes we do, we say, is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, seek God for his dreams for you. I tell you, God has big plans for you. God has big plans for us. I can confess to you that I have plans which the Lord suggested to me, but I was looking at how that's big. But I should have known that God is able to do all things. Seeking with prayer and fasting. Bring your own dreams to him. Know that whatever dream he's given you, he will perfect it. Don't look at your limitations. Look at he who is giving you the dream. So seek God for his dream. God has a dream and a purpose for each one of us. He says, you are a chief, you are a cornerstone. You are all living stones, stones in the house which God is building. Each and every one of you, you are a living stone. Each and every one of us, we are a living stone in that house that the Lord God is building. Hallelujah. So bring your dreams to him. Let him own your dreams. He will give you his dreams. If you have dreams in your heart, bring it to the Lord and seek his consent and his guidance and his sharpening and his guiding and his timing. Seek God in his dreams for you. Dream big. God has big, 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 big dreams. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, scientists are still looking at the universe and they still cannot see the end of it. So no matter how big your imagination is, God's imagination is even bigger. Amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dream big. God is planning something that your heart has not even imagined for you. God is planning something that your eye has not even dreamed and you begin to see it. What no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. That includes you. For not only do you love him, he loves you too. Again, in Luke 11, verse 9, the Lord Jesus said, Luke 11:9, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you'll find, knock and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. It is God who knows how to make creative dreams real. That's how he created the universe, without reference to any former model or type. God thinks big. Allow him to fashion big dreams for you. It's never too late. His dreams still remain. Amen.
Amen.
Let God give you new, novel ideas for you to carry as your dream. And those old dreams you have, let God take them and refresh them and redefine them for you. Number three, get ready for opposition. Get ready for opposition, for attacks, and everything that hinders progress will come after you. Let us remember Noah. When he started building the ark, the Lord had shown him in a dream. That was the dream God gave him, and he was obedient. Again, this ark, no eye has seen it. No eye has seen such. And he started to build it. Look, in fact, some Bible scholars, I don't know, but some Bible scholars say there had been no rain on earth. As of the time of Noah, there had been no rain on the earth. No water, rain, falling on the earth before the time of Noah. And he was building an ark. He was mocked. There will be opposition. There will be people who try to hinder you. There are people who try to tell you, no, it's not possible. Do you know of the entire people that Noah spoke to? Of the entire people, and there must be hundreds, if not thousands of them. Only eight. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and the daughter-in-laws entered the ark. All others perished. Noah could say to that mountain, be moved to yonder. Hallelujah. That's the type of faith that prevails, that triumphs, that makes impossible possible. And it comes from a connection to God. Amen. In closing, I want to share two passages of scripture. And this is looking at when Caleb was going to enter the land of the Joshua sent the spies out. And they told him, we came to the land which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey. And this is our fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan. But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it. Then the men who had gone up with him said, no, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are. So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, the land, though which we have gone to spy out, is the land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers. That is how we seemed to them. This is the report of people who went to spy the land. Of course, Caleb opposed them. And when we get to Joshua, when Joshua is distributing the land, Caleb comes to Joshua says, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke his word to Moses, while Israel walked in wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I'm still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going out for coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Amalekites were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out just as the Lord said. Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. And know the rest of it. Caleb went, and he took that land, and Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb. So in the first passage of scripture, we see people who saw themselves as grasshoppers. In the second part of scripture, we see an 85-year-old man saying his strength is as when he was still just in his 20s and 30s. And he went and he took the hill country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dream big.
Amen.
Dream big. Dream big. Stretch your faith. Seek God for his dreams for you. And those dreams shall be perfected through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.